Welcome to Independence, the FIEC podcast. My name is Phil Topham, Executive Director of the FIEC, and I'm here with our Associate National Director, Adrian Reynolds, this afternoon. Hello.
What a joy to be with you, Phil, and your extraordinary shirt. If you're listening, if you can just imagine a tropical rainforest, Phil would disappear into the foliage.
If you're only listening, you are missing out. Yep, that's right, isn't it? We're here, Adrian, to talk about one of our favourite moments of the year in the FIEC calendar, which is the Leaders Conference.
It is. We always do this, Phil. We always talk a little bit about what's coming up. Yep. It's not a long episode, but it's just useful for people to know what to expect at the Leaders Conference, especially if you've not been before, and if you have been before, to get excited about the programme.
Well, let's start at the beginning. 9th to the 11th of November this year is the Leaders Conference.
Or possibly the 9th to the 12th of November. More of that in a moment.
If you stay on for the extra day, which we'll get to. We're back in our usual place at Blackpool Winter Gardens. Before we get into the topic, we're doing something a bit different with the Winter Gardens.
Yeah, we're not quite at our usual place.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Winter Gardens, if you've been there, is this extraordinary centre.
Complex, isn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah. Combining quite old with ultra-modern. Mm. And this year, we're moving into one of the quite old bits. We're moving into the Opera House. Mm. And all I'm going to say, Phil, is, I mean, it's a huge venue.
Yes.
But all I'm going to say is, it has an extraordinary Christian story behind it.
And we're going to make something of that.
Ah, yes.
That's a great tease, isn't it?
Let me just say, it is a place of revival.
Fascinating.
You've never heard of the Blackpool Opera House revival, but there was a revival there.
When it wasn't an opera house, I imagine.
No. You're asking questions that are not going to be answered yet.
We will find out when we get there.
Suffice it to say, it's a really good place for us to be as we reflect on everything that the Lord is to us. And, you know, part of the conference is not just the theme, it's meeting friends, it's seeing people, it's connecting, and it's hearing what the Lord is doing in our churches and in our lives. There's lots to rejoice in, and it's a good place to be doing that.
And what that basically means, if you've been to the Leaders Conference before, the Opera House is off the kind of coffee area. So when we have our coffee in what's called the Floral Hall, the Opera House is down the far end. That will become our main venue, and we'll use the other venues for our breakout spaces. Basically, that's what we're going to do
just
this year.
Tell us the model, Phil, because it's not a kind of accommodation provided model.
Yeah,
so
that's
tell
right.
Us, hey, have you not been before? How does it work?
Yeah, so you buy a ticket for the Leaders Conference.
Kind of kicks off Monday afternoon.
Yeah, sort of about 2-3 o'clock, sort of time. Yeah. You'll get your evening meals and your lunch for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday lunch. We finish just after Wednesday lunchtime. Yeah. You'll get all your meals included. You book bed and breakfast in local accommodation, so you book a place to stay, and your conference ticket gives you access to the event, and it gives you lunch and evening meals. Yeah. So that's how
and if you stay for the extra add-on event, you also get the meals for that.
You will do, that's right. So the main event is 9th to the 11th, and we're calling it this year, Pour Out Your Heart. Just tell us what we're doing.
Well, that's a phrase that comes from Psalm 62, and we wanted to make it a conference about prayer. But we didn't want it to be a functional conference about prayer. You know, how do you pray? What words do you use? How do you get the church praying? That all feels a bit functional. And actually, how you get a church praying and how you develop and nurture prayer in yourself is by having a close walk with the Lord. Mm. So essentially, this is a conference really about communion with God. We've called it Pour Out Your Hearts because that's the end point. You know, as you walk closely with the Lord, as you enjoy his presence and what it means to be close to him, that's the heart that pours out to him. And that's what you see in Psalm 62. You see a heart that is in close relationship with the Lord, and that enables you to have the confidence really to pour out your heart to him. So prayer, I think, is always a function of that relationship. And one of the mistakes we make in leadership is we just think, if I move the time of the prayer meeting to from A to B, or if you know, I put it online rather than in person, or if I give people prayer points each week, that will get the church praying. And those things are helpful. And thinking about those things, we will do some of that.
Yeah.
It's good to do that. But actually, what really will get a church praying is a church walking closely with the Lord and the leaders walking closely with the Lord. And that's what we want to nurture. And in a way, there's hardly a better subject to be doing.
And just tell us about some of the people who'll be speaking for us during
Well, let me tell you what we're going to be speaking on, and then I'll see how it fits in.
Yeah.
So our main sessions, we thought a lot about, you know, what do you do on a conference on prayer? Where do you go? There's all kinds of places we could go. Do you go to Paul's Big Prayers? It's very difficult to beat Don Carson's book on that. So we thought you'd just buy a copy of Don Carson's book. So we're actually going to do Psalm 145 to Psalm 150. So we wanted to be consecutive, but we're going to be in the Psalter. And they're not quite the Hallelujah Psalms. Psalm 145 isn't, but Psalm 146 to 150 are. They're all Psalms of David. They all end with the same phrase, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yeah. But they they're not just simplistic praise psalms. They have really deep, rich content about who the Lord is, how he relates to us. He's for us. He delights in us. He provides us. He provides for us. Mm. He fights for us. And so praise flows out of who the Lord is and what he does for us as his people. And that's really what we want to rejoice in.
And who's going to be helping us to think through some of those?
So we've got a number of people. Some of them are internal, some of them are external. Mm. So we're delighted that Andy Mason is going to be coming. Andy Mason leads Co-Mission in London.
Yeah, London. Yep, yep.
And one of the things Andy Mason has done very interestingly is he's got churches together to pray. That's why we asked him. So he's going to preach for us, but he's also going to help us think about how churches get together to pray and what's the potency of that, what's the power of that. And we've got Aubrey Sequeira coming. He's the pastor of Abu Dhabi Community Church. He's been there for about 25 years.
Didn't he do a little teaser on the screen last year about
he
coming did, this year?
And he was due to come last year, but we have problems with visas. We're really praying that that will not be the case this year. Obviously, it's kind of in the news, isn't it, about making sure that we get the right people into the country and not. I think he'll be okay. And there was a complication last year. So he's coming. We're really excited about that. He's been pastoring that church in Abu Dhabi for a long time. Not an easy place to pastor. But actually, he's really done some transformative work. The Lord has helped him do that transformative work in getting the church praying. He's got an interesting story. He was an Indian rock star. Played the bass guitar.
That is a great story.
And was converted and has been a pastor in Abu Dhabi. And so we're really looking forward to having him with us. He's going to be preaching to us. And then Steve Casey, really excited that Steve Casey is with us for one of the main sessions and also for two really important seminars. And Steve Casey has really helped me in thinking through this topic. So when we plan these topics, Phil, we don't just sit down in a darkened room, close the blinds and think to ourselves, well, if it's darkened room, you don't need to close the blinds. But, you know, we don't just sit down in a darkened room and think to ourselves, I wonder what we need. We talk to leaders.
Yeah.
We converse. And I was talking to Steve about this. I found his book on unanswered prayer really personally helpful. Mm. And Steve's been really thoughtful on this. And he's going to give us some great material on just what it means to know that God is for us and wants to be in relationship with us and has done everything possible to make that a reality.
And there's also other kind of seminars and things happening, aren't there? Can we just touch on something that I think Steve and Sean Robinson are going to do for us that they did at Rising Lights?
They're doing something slightly different. They're doing a track. So you will be able to book onto a marriage track. So they did a marriage track for us at Rising Lights. It was really popular. And actually, we recognise we need to invest in ministry marriages. Mm. So not everyone is married and not everyone comes with their spouse. So this will be for those who come with their spouse. So a husband who comes with his wife or a wife who comes with her husband. And there'll be three sessions across the conference where they'll just help you make some progress in your marriage. So that's a track. That's a kind of a standalone thing. We've got three lots of seminars. Broadly speaking, one is about the leader and prayer. His own prayer life.
Yeah, how do you do your own personal devotion?
That's exactly right.
Prayer,
One of them is about practical stuff, just, you know, one-off things that we're doing, or just one-off topics don't really fit into the overall plan. And then one of them is a little session about, I've just seen John Stevens waving at me through the window, which is very off-putting in a podcast. The last session is about some of that practical stuff. How do you encourage your church to pray?
Mm. Yeah, excellent. And then in terms of some of the other things happening through the event, there are those opportunities just to meet one with another over food, that kind of thing, just a chance to rub shoulders with other
leaders. Those are always good
times.
Yeah. Some of those are formalised, some of those are less formal. So we'll have some drop-ins this year.
Yeah.
If you're interested in some of the areas, church governance, stuff like that, we'll have some drop-ins for people who want to pursue those kinds of ideas. And there are just times to meet friends, aren't there? Or indeed just to get out, have some fresh air and catch up. We've also, Phil, got the much anticipated AGM and EGM.
Yeah.
Churches will hear a bit more about that, won't they, in the next few weeks?
Not unimportant. I guess by the time we publish this, mailings will probably have gone to churches about the Extraordinary General Meeting, where we're going to do some tweaking of our constitution in a couple of places. It was trailed at last year's AGM. Okay. That's going to be happening this year. So do look out for that. There'll also be an article on our website about it as well, which will just link to some kind of theological thinking the Trust Board have done on a couple of points, and also giving you some details about those changes that we'll be voting on in the EGM. Okay. So that'll be on the Tuesday afternoon.
John Stevens is now no longer waving at me, so I feel that my I'm a bit more switched on as to what's happening after event.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's all right. So this is something we've done, isn't it, in recent years, where we've taken an extra 24 hours and we've gone to Blackpool Tabernacle Church, which is about sort of half a mile away
which
from the main
venue.
Which is
part of the Opera House story.
It
Ooh,
is, yeah.
It's all very exciting.
Everybody will be on tenterhooks when they get to Blackpool for this story. But we go to Blackpool Tab and we do an extra 24 hours, which is based on what we've been looking at in the main event. So a couple of years ago, we looked at leadership, raising up elders with Brian Croft. Last year we had Reflecting Heaven, thinking about intercultural ministry with Tim McMahon and others. What are we doing this year?
So this year we're thinking about how you really nurture a prayer culture in church. Mm. And that's going to be a day spent with Aubrey.
What do you mean by a prayer culture?
Well, how do we as leaders lead in prayer? What does that look like? And Aubrey's going to give us some biblical data to back that up. He's going to give us some practical help. He's going to tell his own story of how he's led the church through that, some of the mistakes he's made along the way, and some of the things he's learned how to do. And we do want to be praying leaders and leading our churches in prayer. And we sometimes find that a little bit of a difficult balance. So it's an opportunity to come and explore that together. Plenty of time for Q&A, plenty of time to talk together, to pray together. It will be size limited. But these after events, Phil, have become a really important part of our time together. Yeah. And this year we're doing something different because we're giving you a ticket for the whole lot. Rather than saying book a ticket for the conference and then book a ticket for the after event, you can book a ticket for the 3 days. Rather than the 2 days.
Excellent. So you can choose to have just the 9th to the 11th or the 9th to the 12th. If you book a 9th to the 12th ticket, you'll be added to the Blackpool Tab event.
Right. It's a bit more relaxed as well. So it's a nice way to finish off the conference with some really practical help on prayer.
Can I ask you a kind of meta question as we come to a conclusion?
Try.
We find prayer difficult personally.
Yeah.
We find prayer difficult as churches.
Yeah.
Tell me how this conference is going to help me address those questions.
I think one of the things it's going to help us is see that the reason that we find prayer difficult is because we've sometimes got a wrong view of God.
Mm.
So there's a bit of realignment that needs to be done at that point, and a wrong view of what he wants for us. You know, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. God is for us. And we're not coming to a Father who doesn't want to give us good gifts.
Yeah.
He delights to give us, and even the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So I think we have a slightly wrong view of God. And I think we think about prayer in this functional way. In fact, we're going to have a seminar. Graham Bynum is leading a seminar on how do we get beyond intercession. Mm-hmm. So prayer for us is actually asking God for stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think prayer is a bigger topic than that.
Yeah.
And as leaders, we've got to embrace that. Mm. And that's actually hard. If you've ever been in a small group, you know, well, most churches have small groups. You try and get beyond prayer just asking God for stuff. It's really hard.
Anti-flows, poorly toe, and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, we want to be praying.
And they're not
stuff,
unimportant.
But there's more to prayer than that.
Yeah. Excellent.
20th of July, though, Phil, that's your big date.
Is that the early bird booking date?
Didn't you know that?
I did know that. I can't remember what the prices are. I should have brought that in with me. We'll put all that in the show notes, but you can book and come along and join us for the Leaders Conference.
We'd love to see you
there. As we think about this wonderful topic of prayer and as we seek to pour out our hearts to the Lord in prayer. I think it's a great topic. I think we need to do lots more thinking on it, and I'm really excited for it. So that's coming up. Do book in the show notes. The links are all there that you need, and we look forward to seeing you in November. Thanks for joining us, Adrian.
That's right.
God bless, and we'll speak to you again soon.